You're tuning in to Big Guy Small Talk, where we have conversations and not interviews. Although sometimes we do have interviews. Hey, people. How we feeling? I hope you're feeling good. That did not sound like that Michael Bublé song, but you know what I was trying to do, so I hope you enjoyed it nonetheless. Anyways, today's episode features Cody Rankin. And Cody and I, we go way back. We've known each other since we were little kids, man. But I haven't talked to him in a few years since, so we have been catching up, and it's been great. But I wanted him on the podcast because he does an Instagram all about hiking, and I did not know that was a thing, so when I started following him, I just fell in love with it. Beautiful pictures of everywhere he goes. He travels all over Texas and all over America, so it was awesome to have him on the podcast and just share his experiences. But what I loved most was why he got into hiking. So a lot of it was about connecting with nature, finding himself, slowing down, and just really using it as a way to de-stress. So if you're someone who stresses out, he would highly recommend taking a hike, as would I. I think it's great to just disconnect and enjoy nature. You know, it's good to be in nature. It's good for you. And I know I miss it living in the city. You know, there's not a ton of nature around, but you should follow his Instagram. It's called, I believe, Adventures of Wild Cody, all one word, and that's Cody, C-O-D-Y. And it's fun, man. He's an interesting guy. We talk about a lot of things, but that's it, you know. I don't want to talk about too much of the episode. I'd rather you listen to it. But before you guys listen, I also want to tell you one quick thing. We are selling a t-shirt now, and we will put links on social media. But if you purchase it, a portion of proceeds will go to the Down Fallen Officers nonprofit, which raises money to help the families of police officers who have passed away in the line of duty. So that being said, go buy a shirt because they're awesome summer shirts. Who wouldn't want one? They're freshly designed, crisp and comfortable, and just feel all good in the summer. And it's a drinking shirt. It's like a nice little party shirt to wear when you hit up some day drinking. But that's it, man. That's all I have for you. So I hope you enjoy the episode. But most of all, enjoy your day, put a smile on, and do something nice for someone. I'm out. Well, dude, let's just jump right into this. Sound good?
All right.
All right, man.
Sounds good. Head first.
Tell the people who you are.
All right, guys. So my name's Cody Rankin. I'm from a little town called Monahans, Texas.
What?
Home of the Sand Hills. Go Lobos.
Go Lobos. Yeah. Yeah, and you do something cool, man. Like, I really... So your Instagram, just explain what you did with it.
Well, I had an Instagram, you know, kind of like everybody else, but never really used it. Like, you know, people use it as kind of their personal space to post pictures and stuff. But I started noticing people really putting images out there that were catching people's eye and getting them out and doing things and really using it as more of a platform for free. I thought that was really cool. And I really enjoy hiking and getting out and living life and doing stuff like that. So I kind of just jumped on board with that and ran with it.
And yeah.
It kind of exploded a lot faster than I thought it would, but it's really been fun, you know? It's kind of a motivator at the same time.
Yeah, so you go hiking, but you go hiking in a lot of places, but especially West Texas, right? That's like kind of...
Correct.
Is that like mostly where you're at? Like where you
yeah.
go?
Yeah, and for a couple reasons. One, because it's close and I don't, you know, I have to work it 6 days a week sometimes, and it's just easier for me to stick around here, and there really is a lot to do. And so I kind of started putting that out there, letting people know that there's a lot to do around here. There's, you know, you don't just have to sit around in your backyard and drink beer all day long.
yeah, that's definitely a big thing people do out there. Yeah, so for those listening, man, people usually think there ain't shit to do out in West Texas, mm-hmm. which is not entirely far from the truth, but if you're big on outdoors, there's a ton of stuff to do, apparently. But do you go hiking now with kind of the heat? Because it's like 105 degrees, 100 degrees out there, right?
Yeah, so today it was 108, and the day before that it was 119.
Oh, my, 119 so, degrees?
Yeah, it was not fun. So, yeah, I don't really go when it's really that hot. I try and stick around the rivers and stuff, you know. And I bought a swimming pool this year for my backyard. It was that hot. But, yeah.
Dude, that's nuts, man. Yeah, it's so hot.
When it gets real hot, it gets dangerous. And so they kind of try and keep you off the trails when it gets this hot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Are there any snakes and stuff when you hike? You see anything crazy?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of snakes do you see?
Well, I see rattlesnakes and bull snakes a lot. And, you know, like your garden snakes and stuff like that and racers. But I see a lot of deer. Let me turn this light off real quick. I see a lot of deer and bobcats, you know, really cool stuff. I have yet to see a mountain lion.
That's thankfully. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think sometimes you get to report back that you saw one, you know?
Yeah. Well, did you hear about that story in Seattle? Was it Oregon or Seattle?
I don't guess I've heard that one yet.
These two guys were biking, and I think it was Oregon, but I'm not sure entirely. But they were biking, and they saw a mountain lion. And I think it was either a mountain lion or a bobcat. I'm almost positive it was a mountain lion. And they got big to scare it away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of took off, and then they just kept riding. And then after a while, I think it was like, nah, F that. And it went back to them, and grabbed their bikes, and they were like throwing the bikes at it, you know, like using the bikes as weapons to block on it.
Oh my gosh.
And it just took one of the guys down. And
oh my gosh.
Started biting him, and his friend took off, I think, to go get help. And the mountain lion left that dude and went to his friend who was running and killed him. Like, the dude died.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, tore him up, man. So, that's some crazy stuff.
No, I haven't heard that. Yeah. I have seen a bear, but I've never seen a mountain lion.
You've seen a bear?
I did. I saw one in Big Bend. Big Bend National Park has a pretty healthy population of little black bears.
Oh, okay.
And little, I was hiking there during spring break
mean?
One time.
What does little mean?
I don't know. Let's say they really don't get very big. Like, they're smaller than a Great Dane, you know?
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah. So, you know, you picture bears and you think of like a grizzly bear or something, but they're really not that big there.
Is that as big as
they get?
But
they have a very healthy population of them.
Is that like the adult size of that bear?
Yes.
Oh, weird. How do they, is it like bred that way? Do they do breeding on it or?
Oh, no, they're natural. They've been there for years and years and years.
Never heard of that before. So it's called a...
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's just a black bear is all it is.
But they're just tiny black bears?
They're just little bitty guys.
Dang. So what'd you do?
I don't think I would want to get in a wrestling match with one, though.
No, they're probably really strong. Bears are strong. Yeah. Dude, that's nuts, man. Do you carry a gun when you hike sometimes?
Sometimes. Depends on where I'm going.
Yeah.
Definitely not in Big Bend.
Obviously.
Because they, you know, most people think I'm crazy for doing that because it's right against the border, you know. But listen, if somebody can make it that far with a gun, I'm just going to give everything up. You know, like, you can have it.
Yeah.
Plus, there's armed rangers everywhere down there. So.
Right, right.
But if I'm hiking on some of my buddy's land or something, we definitely have a gun.
Yeah, because there's some crazy animals out there. So you gotta watch out, man.
Yep.
Dude, I haven't seen a snake in so long.
Really?
It's been so... Dude, there ain't nothing out here in Dallas. If there are snakes...
Yeah, living where you are.
If there are snakes in Dallas, they're not in Irving, where I live. Like, and if they are, they're not near my house. So, I think the worst we get are, like, we get a lot of possums. There's, like, a ton of possums and raccoons. That's what we see
that's
a
cool.
lot. Yeah, which is weird, because I had never really seen them until I moved here from Monahans. And the right. first time I saw a possum, all I wanted to do was, like, shoot it in its face because it scared me. Dude, they're so terrifying because, like, they're vicious. They have long claws and crazy beady eyes and, like, big teeth. And I was like, I wish I could. And it was, like, so in our dorm, we had a trash can right in front of it. And the possum would just be on top of the trash can just, you know, eating food or whatever. And I just wouldn't go in the door. Like, I'd walk all the way around. Like, nope, not doing that, dude. Oh, hell yeah. I was like, he's the alpha.
He wins. That's great.
No, but dude, I think that's really cool, man. So like, what are some other, I don't know, like, what are some crazy things you see when you hike?
Oh, definitely the views and what God and Mother Nature have done with it, you know. Mm-hmm. I post a lot of pictures and you know, of course, a lot of other people do about the really popular sites, and that's great. You know, you always see like Arches National Park, you see the Arches and the Grand Canyon and all that good stuff. But we're fortunate enough here that we don't have very many visitors to our national parks, like in Guadalupe and Big Bend, right. At least as of recently. Now they're getting more and more popular. But I like to get out way out there where it's a lot less trafficked and beaten down and stuff. Some of the trails that I go down are pretty hard to spot. You really kind of need to know where you're going almost.
So they're not really trails.
Well, they are, but they're not maintained. Right. I guess, you could say.
It's kind of cool.
And so, yeah, and that's where you get to see things that are raw, you know, that aren't in magazines and on everybody's Instagram page. And that's what I love to get out there and see. But like the bear I told you about, that was on one of my first hikes. and recently I went to Utah and saw my very first waterfall, like legit waterfall.
Oh, that's really nice.
Oh man, it was almost life changing. You know, like now all I can think about is finding more.
Yeah. Dude, where was that in Utah?
So it was right outside of Salt Lake City in a little town called Sandy, Utah. And I think, I don't know this for sure, but I think it's probably a suburb of Salt Lake.
Okay.
Because, like, you can see Salt Lake in the valley down there.
Oh, okay. So it's not too far.
And that
far.
Was called Bell's Canyon.
Bell's Canyon.
So, man. Yeah. It's, well, like, 4 miles long.
That's amazing, man. So what has this done? I mean, I could imagine, like, I have not done anything where I've kind of been in solid. I guess I did a 3-day retreat. Mm-hmm. Not too long ago, but I haven't done anything where I'm like in solitude for a good period of time. I don't know. What mm-hmm. What has that done for your life?
Well, I'll kind of answer that with a backstory. How's that?
Go for it.
Well, I was before I had started hiking and really just soaking it in and really jumping into it. I was working all the time and stressed out, you know, and just wasn't doing good and wasn't in a good place. Until I really started hiking and getting out there and being by myself. And it started out as, like you said, like a retreat, as a way to get away and get out, turn my phone off, you know, not be around any communication, any people whatsoever. And it really kind of changed my life being out there in solitude and peace, because it's just you and you're lost in your thoughts and you're lost in this beautiful place, where problems don't really exist besides what's right in front of you. And so you have to deal with that almost on a spiritual level, you know, and you can really run a lot of things through your head and figure a lot of things out.
So
and that kind of saved me, you know, and very, very seriously saved me in a lot of ways. So
what were some things that you figured out or that you started to really think about more while you were out there?
Well, I decided that, you know, I was very career oriented, that I was in a company that at the time that I really liked with a bunch of people that I really liked, until, you know, and things change, you know, people leave companies and companies change, and it got to be where I didn't like it anymore. And I decided that I was going to spend more time on me instead of the career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying people who are career oriented are bad people at all or anything. That's just not me.
Right.
But it really became more about me and figuring out what I wanted and needed from life by being out there. And I was able to figure a lot of that out.
That's awesome. So, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine how good that must be. Oh, your little necklace is making some noise. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
It's nice, though. I really like it.
Thanks, man.
But, no, that's definitely got to be refreshing to get out of. Because even a small town, it's still, you're seeing people every day. You're working all the time. You come home, you know, you're either working on your house or you're doing errands and stuff like that. And then afterwards, like, you know what I mean? Like, your whole day is just kind of busy. Yeah. So it's got to be nice doing that.
It is. It's great.
If someone wanted to do a hike for the first time, how many miles would you recommend that they do? Like, if they've never gone hiking before?
I would recommend something like between 2 and 4 miles. I really wouldn't recommend anything less than a mile because it doesn't take very long. You know, you're not out there really long enough to absorb anything. There's a little place around here in Guadalupe Mountains National Park called McKittrick Canyon. And it's really just flat ground, and it's only like 4 miles round trip, and it goes into, like, well, you know what it is out here. It's desert, you know. Yeah. It's nothing. And then you get into this canyon, and there's a stream that comes out of spring, and there's big tall trees that you can't even see from the roadway. Oh, so man. It's like you get lost in this world out there. So
that's beautiful. You got to tell me where that is. In fact,
it's in Guadalupe Mountains National Park.
Mountains National Park, man. I gotta go check. I gotta talk to you after this. I'm planning a road trip from here to California at the end of July. Mm. And I wanna stop by and see some things, and you know what I mean? Just like,
for sure.
That's gonna be like my retreat for the year. Like my time to just be alone.
Just a road trip, huh? That'd be really cool.
Well, I have a wedding to go to in California, but it's kind of like an excuse to go on a road trip instead of flying.
Right. That's what I did to Utah. We just flew, and I spent as much time out and about as possible.
Oh, yeah. So, I haven't been to Utah yet.
Me either. That was my second time, but the first time I went was for something else. Mm-hmm.
So then what are some things that you, I guess like in the first couple times you went or you were alone with your thoughts that you really started reflecting on aside from your, or I guess about your career, because you said you were very career oriented.
Mm-hmm. At the time, yeah.
So like, what did you think about that? Like, how did that hit you when you were out there?
Aside from it just being, you know, or it kind of became a peaceful experience. You know, I would come out feeling a lot less stressed, right? I'd worked a lot of things out, and it's not like I found an answer to the problem necessarily. It's more like I would come to terms with it.
I gotcha. That's deep.
You see what I mean?
Yeah that's deep. That it really is, though. Like, you know, something
once you calm down and you've come to terms and you've settled down with that problem, you tend to find answers and solutions a lot easier.
Yeah, I could imagine. Has that bled into like other aspects of your life, that sort of accepting problems?
Yes, definitely. So
like what?
Like changing companies, and then actually changing careers to what I'm actually doing now. Through some other problems like divorce and some breakups, you know, hiking didn't necessarily become a way to get away, a way to fix problems. It became more of something I wanted to share afterwards, that after I'd gone through some pain and some hurt and how that had saved me, other people may need help too.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So,
oh, I completely know what you mean. Especially with like the divorce thing, man. Breakups suck for everyone.
So hard. Yeah.
How long ago was your divorce?
Oh man, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago? I don't know.
long enough ago. The first year afterwards, I'm sure it didn't feel like, sure, like flew by. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the first year or two, I guess it really did, because I met my ex fiance not too long after that. phase me, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't know. By the time, you know, in Texas, when you get divorced, it's like a 60-day waiting period. And so by the time it gets there, you're either really prepared for it or you're not. You know?
Yeah, that's...
You're ready to get it over with, or you're just going to keep dragging it out and making it worse.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you, No, man. I think it's common, though, for men to, like, go through a breakup and then seek a relationship right after. Like, I see that...
I could agree with that.
...happen with a lot of my friends or, like, my family. I don't know. I think men have a hard time being alone, more so than women. Like, I think there's even been studies done on, like, widowers versus widows, and, like, they remarry at just vastly different rates, you know?
I could agree with that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, you're definitely, like, in the
norm. Just from what I've seen in my own family, you know?
Yeah. But no, let me see. Let's see if I can find this. Why men marry fast. Yeah, so there's, like, an article about it that they... Men, like, typically, like, I don't know. We don't like being alone, and that can cause us to get in relationships that can suck.
Right?
Yeah.
Premature decisions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you meet a girl, she's cute, and you're like, oh, I like her.
Let's snuggle.
Yeah, that's about it, man. Like, you know, it doesn't get too complicated, unfortunately. It should be more complicated.
Should be. I know. It saved me a lot of pain.
So then what have people that you know, have they, like, mentioned any change in you at all? Or have they asked you about what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Especially after I started posting a lot on Instagram. They would be like, you know, I only leave and go places maybe every other week, and sometimes it's only once a month or something, you know, but I'm continuously posting, and a lot of people, you know, off the bat, they noticed I was a lot happier and a lot less stressed out and just doing better all around. You know, having a lot more fun when you're not stressed out, it's a lot easier to enjoy life. But when I would start posting, people would be like, well, where are you going today? Or I would see people out and about or whatever, and they'd be like, I thought you were in the mountains today. I was like, no, I took that picture a week ago.
That's really funny. Are you like a small town celebrity in a way?
A little bit.
That's cool, man. Good for you. Yeah, there's like a couple of people in Monahans that are kind of big on Instagram. I got to step up my IG game. Yeah, I got to get a bigger presence, you know. Taking notes.
Hey, yeah, man, I kind of gave you a shout out there a little while ago.
Yeah, hopefully that'll
get you out there.
That'll help out, you know. We never know, but I think it's cool, dude. I think I really like that you talked about mental health too, because I didn't even know that was a thing growing up.
Oh yeah, definitely. And there's definitely still a stigma here in small town America about getting help or admitting that you need help. And it took a lot for me personally to admit that, just to myself, that I needed to do something. I was in this place where you could almost see the clouds around me, you know, the dark clouds, and I couldn't see through them. And so to admit that I needed to do something to get help, I think was a huge step. And a lot of people aren't able to do that. They need encouragement to do that, or not just by having somebody go pat them on the back or tell them it's going to be okay. You know, sometimes they have to find that for themselves. Some people don't ever, and that's scary. But
yeah,
so like then, you said, yeah, like especially around here in small town America, it's rampant almost.
Well, everyone out there is money driven. You know, that's what I see a lot. Yeah. I see a lot of what's the oil field. So the money comes and goes, and when the money's there, you got to hit it. You know, you got to make as much as you can and prepare for the, you know, when the oil goes down and
For the downturn.
Yeah. So there's definitely a lot of, like, when I go back, I see a lot of my friends just focus on their things and what they own and the money. And, you know,
it's
not the key to happiness.
Yeah. Definitely. And that's kind of one of the things that I found through getting out and traveling, that seeing other cultures and meeting other people that, you know, don't think like me or aren't involved in oil field at all, you know, expand your mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you some new ideas.
Yeah.
Which I wish more people would do that more often.
Yeah, so what were, like, some of the cultures that you saw that you're talking about?
Well, like, a couple weeks ago in Utah, I noticed one thing that was just completely foreign to me. There's lots of bicyclists around Salt Lake City and around Utah in general. And that was really odd to me, because if you're doing that in West Texas, you're going to get ran over. So I would ask them, like, what? Why do you ride a bike to work every day and home, you know, uphill and downhill in these mountains? And they were like, well, one, you know, they gave me the whole spiel about saving gas and the environment and all that good stuff. But then they're like, but look at the views we get to have. I was like, well, yeah, you're right there. Definitely.
Yeah. No, definitely, like, environmentalism is not popular out there.
It really isn't, unfortunately.
Which is weird, because it's one of the most natural areas that exists. Like, it's not very...
Oh, yeah.
It hasn't been developed very much. So
right.
It's just weird.
Besides oil fields.
So. Yeah, so I think part of it is... Like, I wonder if part of it's just that there are no environmentalists, because there isn't a big problem with it yet. You know?
Yes, I would say that. And you could kind of know. Do you remember Balmoray State Park, the pool and everything?
I heard about that. What happened? Yeah. What happened?
So there's an oil field company drilling some oil and gas wells around Balmoray, the town itself. And all of a sudden, everybody was an environmentalist, right?
right.
Because they're afraid that this oil field company is gonna hit the spring water and ruin it, and there's a very legitimate fear there, you know. And the company itself is taking steps as much as it can to ensure that that doesn't happen, and hopefully it never does. But there's, like you said, there environmentalism isn't really popular around here, but it's starting to change because we're having an influx of people from Colorado and Utah and California and places like that where it is a big deal.
Yeah.
And they're coming to small towns like Monahans and Kermit and Fort Davis and Balmoray and living there because they're working in these fields now. And that's really changed a little bit. So
good. I hope it continues to change. I think we definitely need, I don't know, man, like the water situation going on out there is crazy. Like in Midland, you can't drink, mm-hmm. like, you don't drink the tap water.
Yeah, no, it's so chlorinated.
No, you get sick. You gotta get your buy water all the time. And it's just...
Oh, I know.
No way to live, man. It's not like a...
I agree.
It's not a good
one.
So
I go to the rivers.
Have you bathed in a river?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Oh, nice.
So, especially when we're on these kayaking adventures.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's gotta be cool, man.
It's different. It's
neat. Like one with nature, like very much one with nature.
Very
point.
Much one with nature, yeah. But unfortunately, like, I'm a big fan of warm and hot showers. And so taking a bath in a cold river is different.
Yeah, and then can you use soap when you bathe in the river? Or do you not?
You can. They have like safe soaps and stuff you can do that with. So
yeah. I was like, I wonder how you even get clean, like, because you don't want to pollute the river with soap.
No, you don't want to do that, because that actually harms the fish and the river itself, and it's just not good all around.
No, that's terrible for them. Poor things, dude. But no, I wanted to hit back on mental health and ask you a quick question. What have you seen, like, a therapist or anything out there, or was this sort of like your therapy and helped? Was it like what you needed to heal?
Well, I never saw a therapist because of the problems I was having that led to me becoming a hiker, I guess. Now, yes, I have been to a therapist before. When I was married, we both did like some couples counseling. Which I don't know why, but we did.
How was that?
Well, we ended up getting divorced, so I guess it wasn't very good. No. No, it was good because you have some one-on-one time, and I learned some things about myself. But
yeah, that's intense.
But that was a big leap, you know.
Oh, I definitely can imagine. Do you find a lot of your guy friends, I don't know, like seeking sort of mental health advice, or do they not ask about that kind of stuff?
That's kind of hard to answer, honestly. Yes and no. We kind of confide in each other. You know, the friends that I have, two of them I've been friends with since we were little. You actually went to school with them. You know?
We all went to school together. There's like not anyone. So,
two of my best friends have been my best friends since I was 5 years old. And we all talk to each other, but if they've seen therapists or have not, they haven't told me either way. That kind of goes back to that stigma, you know, that you don't talk about it. You know, it's kind of the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Right, which is weird, but... Mm-hmm. You know, I think I was fortunate enough to grow up with a dad who was very open about his emotions. Mm-hmm. And so I never had a hard time expressing them. But I did get made fun of for doing that all the time. Oh, yeah. Dude, I got called a wuss all the time because I was just sensitive, man. I'm a sensitive dude, you know?
It's all right. I got called names too, bro.
I got them feelings. We all did, man. Bullying is alive and well back home. It is definitely not going
true
anywhere.
True story.
Oh, you gotta have thick skin, and like, there's just—it's a whole different world. I tell people like, you should go to West Texas and just stay there for a couple of days and just see.
Hang out with a family, you know.
Yeah, just like see how other cultures live. Yeah. Which I was gonna ask you also, what other cultures have you like encountered that have really changed your perspective on things, like
just through hiking or just in general?
Well, like through traveling and hiking, you said you've seen other cultures. Like, I'm wondering if there's any in particular that have really affected you.
James. Yeah, so right after I graduated high school, I went to Hawaii, me and my mom and my dad. And, dude, they are so chill over there.
Oh, yeah?
Like this volcano that's exploding right now, you know? Yeah. There's like dozens of people trapped in the lava where they can't get to them. Mm-hmm. I can just see them over there, like, hanging out. Just like, it's whatever, bro.
Yeah.
You know? I hung out with some surfers over there for a little while, for a whole day, I think. And they were just so cool. Like, I was on a cruise ship, and I was on a day excursion, I think is what they call them. And we just hung out all day after surfing. And they're just so chill. And they're like, are all of you guys like this? Like, yeah. We just hang out and surf and kind of go with the flow.
And were they locals? That's really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
I love hanging out with locals. I want to go to local bars and just, I don't want to be a tourist. Like, that's a bad word to me.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I definitely need a balance between sightseeing and not sightseeing, because normally when I travel, I just go to, like, local spots and try to meet people.
Right.
But I never get to see anything cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'd also like to see cool stuff.
So. Right.
It's a little
weird. I mean, yeah, if you're going, you've got to see the sights, you know, but whenever I go somewhere, I like to go to little pubs and stuff where the regulars hang out and really get a feel for their environment, for, you know.
Right.
When I was in Utah, I hung out, we were staying in a town called Park City where the Olympics were held in 2002, I think. And since then, the town had exploded, right? It was just a small mining town, and then it exploded to thousands of people for the Olympics.
Okay, so, like, how many people lived there prior?
Like, 780, I think, is what he said.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, and he told me that the Olympics, the entire state of Utah was, like, 720,000 people. And he was like, our town was only 780. I was like, oh my gosh, I thought I grew up in a small town.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But it was a little Irish pub, right? With like 3 Guinness taps.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I got to talking to these old men who were just telling me about how they used to farm and stuff and how it's all changed. And I think that stuff's so cool, you know?
Oh, absolutely. People who have lived, man.
Right.
Lived through life. They have a lot of information for you. No, I don't know. I definitely love hitting up spots like that. Like the small little bars. Like when I lived in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. I just got tired of, you know, like I was around a lot of hipsters and that was cool because
right.
it taught me, I drew with them. They taught me how to draw better, how to be a better artist. I got mm-hmm. introduced to stylizing.
Right.
We listened to the same kind of music, like the same kind of hip hop music. They were really cool, but I felt so, I don't know, like I was missing something. And there was one day I just went off, drove east on this road and just kept driving, and there was a small bar kind of like in the middle of nowhere, and I pulled
That's cool.
Yeah, I just pulled in. I was like, ah, let's just go in here. And I walk in and it just smells like smoke, like the whole place. And I was like, oh, okay, this is like I'm back home. And every and like I was a teacher then, so I show up in my slacks and a button down and a tie, my dress shoes, because we had to dress up to teach, right? We couldn't just like wear whatever.
Wasn't casual Friday?
Nope, was not ever casual Friday. And so, but everyone in there was like an oil field worker. And so, man, I just felt so at home. Like, I sat down and was just like, yes, I'll have a beer. I will take, and I had quit smoking, but I was like, I will take a cigarette. Like, I will just play some pool with everybody. Like, just shoot the shit, curse, listen to some music. Oh, man.
Listen to some 80s classic rock.
Yeah. That, I mean, it was nice to, like, and then I took my housemates there. One of them was actually from Ireland. And
nice.
Yeah, he was cool. Definitely partied a lot with him.
Yeah.
A lot of big mistakes. He's a great guy. Miss him. and then the other girl was from California. And I took them and I said, look, this bar is, like, if you want to know a little bit about my hometown, you have to come to this bar with me. And I take him there, and we just get shit-faced, right? And and there's this, there's like a karaoke night, and we showed up on it, I guess. And so we sign up to sing karaoke, and Stevie wanted to sing, I think it was Take Me Home Tonight. That was like his favorite song by Eddie Money. And so we put that on. We start. I want to say it was that song. We're singing it, and this woman, probably in her 40s or 50s, just flashes us while we're singing, and we're like, holy shit, what has happened here? It got wild, man, when a 50-year-old woman flashes her stuff at you. You know the place.
That's great, dude. That's an awesome story, dude.
Yeah, it was a good experience, man. And then I had to carry them both inside to the house when we got back home because they got a little too drunk. But it was a good time, man. Right. You know?
Hey, man, all good stories usually start out with, so we'd been drinking, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and then Stevie actually, the dude from Ireland, came to Monahan's with me for, like, a few days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said, it is fucking hot here, Ruff. Like, he was so, he just could not take the heat. He could not, he was like, how do you live in this heat? Like, you just do. Wow. Like, we just do, man.
Right.
He's like, there's no trees. Yeah. There's no water. There's just dirt, and dirt. And I was like, yeah.
Dirt and wind.
Yeah, like, I think they thought I made it up when I said, like, I'm from the country. They're like, oh, whatever. Like, he's probably from. I was like, no, man. Like, I'm from, a desert. Like, there's nothing there. And so he showed up, and it was a good experience for him. He had a good time. It was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great. I think it's cool what you're doing, man. I think more people.
That, man.
I do. I think, man, when I saw your Insta, I forget when it popped up on my, like, oh, add this person as a friend. And I was like, oh, this is badass that Cody's, like, doing something that he loves and sharing it with people.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of like you're the expert, like, tour guide now of West Texas.
Well, and I depend on a lot of other people, too, that. You know, like live in Fort Davis or other places that I get ideas from them. and then I take a lot of pictures of it.
So how many people would you say you've met that are big on Instagram also, like hiking?
Yeah, probably in the couple of dozen
Okay.
people. I mean, it's not like a lot, but
Right.
those people that I, and some of them actually, I've actually never met. But there's a lady that lives in Fort Davis that I've never met. I tried to meet her one time, but she happened to not be in town when I was in Fort Davis. But she's given me some really cool spots to go. And then there's other people that one time I met this couple in Big Bend. They happened to notice my backpack and it was brand new and I was so proud of it, right? And he was like, "Hey, he's got one of those backpacks." And he talked to his wife in German, right? But he talked to me in like perfect English. And I was like, "What? What is going on?" But and we just had a conversation and she spoke really good English and stuff. Like you really couldn't even tell when she started talking, but later, like 3 days later, they added me on Instagram and they were like, "Hey, we're that couple you saw in Big Bend." And I was like, "That is so cool, that's awesome." And they had like 50,000 followers on Instagram. Like they just travel around national parks and promote them, and they live off the road. So it was really cool. So
Dude, that's awesome.
I've met people online. People say you have a life online that's separate from your real life, Sometimes I feel like that. There's two people that added me from Scotland the other day that I've been talking to for 2 weeks straight. Like
Oh,
we just
that's
swap
awesome.
pictures back and forth. We're like modern day pen pals.
That's really cool that you do that.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's really cool.
Do people know that you're doing that stuff?
I've told my buddies about it, but it's kind of recent, the people from Scotland deal. But I talked to a lot of people that do the same thing that I do, kind of hiking around West Texas and promoting West Texas. We try to get together when we can, but it's kind of hard
Yeah.
with this work. We all kind of work in the oil field, so
Oh, so
yeah.
schedules are tight, working
Yes, sir.
12-hour days
Yes, sir.
sometimes, some people. It's a rough job out there, man. I think people don't, it's a dangerous job. Like anything can go wrong out there, and I think people don't really, I don't know if people know that or not about the oil field.
Oh, definitely not.
And you
What
gotta
really bugs me is when people blame things on fracking that they don't have any idea what the hell fracking is,
Like
Like, I don't
what?
want to get into the debate about whether fracking's good or bad,
Yeah,
but
we won't. But what do you mean though?
well, so I was having a conversation with my buddy the other day, and somebody posted on his Instagram or Facebook that, oh, this guy is in the oil field, he fracks. And he works in the supply business. He has nothing to do with fracking or anything. It's like people label you so quickly, just for working in the oil field. That bugs me. Is on people who don't want to educate themselves.
Yeah, well, fracking is relatively new, right? It's only how many years? It's like
Well,
a
the
decade old.
technology we have that has made it explode, yes, is new. Fracking's been going on since our grandparents were alive. But it has come up so fast technologically that we're able to produce oil so much faster and at so much higher quantities is why it's hit the news and all
Does
that,
it,
so.
do you know about how it's correlated with earthquakes or not? Is that a thing?
I don't know that, honestly.
Yeah. I don't either. I lived in Oklahoma and we had a ton of earthquakes, but Oklahoma's
Right.
also like near a fault, so
Exactly.
it's hard to
So.
say what, but I don't know. There's like, I'm not too privy on the recent studies to show correlations between fracking and earthquakes, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of hysteria around fracking. Like, you're not wrong about
Definitely.
that. There are definitely people who hate it, who really hate it.
Right.
Yeah, oh, absolutely hate it.
Right.
Especially here, like, where people don't. Like, when gas prices prices, or when gas prices go up, it's such a different reaction here than it is like back home.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So when oil is high and gas prices are high, everywhere else is doing really bad. But
Right.
in West Texas and in oil producing sections of the United States, we're loving it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bring it on, because we're making money at that point. You
Yeah,
know what
it's a weird change. Like when I go back home and I talk about gas prices, the responses are just wildly different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in Dallas, it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's just bullshit. And then like in West Texas, it's like, yeah, it's great, right? The economy's doing really well. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, just very.
Yeah. And so it's hitting us the same as it's hitting everybody else. I mean, we have to pay for gas just like everybody else, you
Yeah.
know.
Some
But
people
at the
don't
same
though.
time, we're making like 18-hour days out of it. It's not like we're having to spend any money because we're working all the
Yeah,
time.
that's a huge thing, man. Dude's working
Yeah.
all the time.
Dude.
Do a lot of people travel?
Oh yeah. Oh
Good.
yeah.
Like
Mainly
for
because you have to. You know how it is out here. You got to drive an hour to get anywhere.
No, but I mean like
So.
travel for fun. Like, do any people like, oh, I want to take a trip to Europe, or I want to drive there, or it's just like all work related.
Well, yes, I do see people traveling quite a bit, mostly local, or like throughout Texas or southeastern New Mexico, like the Ruidoso area. Because there's the gambling in New Mexico and
Oh,
Oklahoma,
yeah.
and and then you go to South Texas and you have the lakes and the rivers and stuff like that. But a lot of the travel that you see around here is for work, because we have to travel at least an hour to get to the field. Or our offices, and traffic is just so bad here. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
It's like taking your Dallas traffic and sticking it on a 2-lane highway,
Yeah,
literally.
literally a 2-lane highway. Yeah.
Yes, like that's not a joke, people.
No, yeah, it sucks. Like I see like my friend Snapchats in the morning and stuff, they'll show traffic.
Oh yeah,
I can't believe it, man. It's crazy.
it's insane.
It's
You won't believe it until you see it. It's just so crazy, and people get so mad and frustrated, and we talk to our representatives and our senators and trying to get funds here to get this infrastructure built up to where it should be, but it's just not happening. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
We
Yeah.
need it so bad because it was never built to handle the kind of traffic we're handling. And it's getting people killed, unfortunately, every single day.
Really? How
Oh, yeah.
so? How so?
Well, with crowded roads come, I think, frustration and speeding, and everybody's guilty of it out here.
Right.
And sometimes it costs lives. It's cost firefighters' lives. It's cost EMTs' lives,
Damn,
It's
that's sad.
ridiculous.
That's sad. It's tragic.
It is.
And the speed limit out there is already 80.
On the interstate, yes.
Yeah, so it's already faster than most places in Texas.
Yes.
It's only faster than it is here. And I'll go, when I go back home, I drive about 80, and I get passed all the time. Like, people are going like
Right.
90, 95. But to be fair, out there, it doesn't. You can go 80 and it feels like you're going 40. Like it just.
Right, because it's a spread open,
Yeah, it's a
spread out.
straight road. Ain't nothing in front of you that's changing.
Right.
It's like you're driving through the white void in the Matrix. You know, like
That's a good way to put
there's like
it,
no
yeah.
change in scenery. And so there's actually like a term called I think it's called road hypnosis, I want to say.
Yeah, so like you're staring at a straight road for too long.
Right,
Yeah.
and the lines that pass you start putting you to sleep,
Right.
and you start.
That's actually why they started putting curves in the highways, and I'm sorry, highways, so that you wouldn't get hypnotized basically and fall asleep. That
Yeah.
was the idea anyway, so I've heard.
Well, that's good 'cause you need that. I mean, like
Definitely.
a turn when you're driving out there is like it's an event.
Right? Everybody, hold on, we're making a turn.
Yeah. Got to veer a little bit to the right. Nah, man, it's great out there though. I miss it. I think it's cool. Do you want? I don't know. Like, do you want to do? Do you want to get other people involved in hiking? Is that something you're trying to do?
I do, and I try so hard sometimes, but I'm a solo hiker, and I love being out there by myself. But sometimes I'm like, dude, I really want somebody to go with me. This would be, I know this spot that would be so cool to share with somebody, you know. And mm-hmm. It's really hard to find to find hikers out here for some reason.
It's hot as shit. That's why I go.
Yeah. And yep. We have friends that I think me and you both went to school with, and that have really got into kayaking quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got they get people to go out there quite a bit to the Pecos River, and
that's
cool. Actually going to be kayaking the Pecos River this weekend.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It will be fun.
how's the river doing?
It's up right now. We got a little bit of rain, thank God.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it was so good. So they let a little bit of water out of the reservoir, and now the river's up. So.
That's good. Hell yeah, man! That river can get bone ass dry sometimes. It gets
yes, sir.
And then it can fill right up. It's a different world, man. I keep saying that, but because I'm just thinking of it, and I'm like, God, I feel like so disconnected from it now because I don't go visit too often. And I haven't lived there in like 14 years.
God, it has been that long, hasn't it?
It's been a while, man. Getting older.
Bro, for real, I know.
I'm getting older. Living
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I'm going to be 32 in like 11 days.
Oh, man.
What is today? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. No, I feel like our town is a... It's like when you watch movies about high school, that's mm-hmm. our town. Like, there are cliques, there are, like, the jocks, there's the band nerds, there's choir, mm-hmm. there's, like, the PTA, there's the school board, which our parents are both on. And then, dude, we had to hear all the drama and bullshit from the school board meetings, like, probably, yeah, no. Like, our parents would come home and just... talk shit, and we're like, oh god, who cares? Like,
wasn't your mom on the school board too?
She was, yeah, both our moms.
So
were.
Yeah, so were my yeah, okay. I was like, oh, yeah, I heard that
yeah,
all the time.
I think my mom was the first woman on the school board in Monahans.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And your mom was the second.
Yep, and I so think you're right.
That's
awesome.
That was it. There were not a lot of women on the
and that was a big
board.
Deal here. That was a pretty big
yeah,
deal.
It's definitely not. It's very much a male-dominated thing to be on the school board. But now the superintendent is right. It's Kelly Riley, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
She's
yeah.
taking shit over, man. Good for her.
Hell yeah.
That's our old principal.
Our old high school principal.
Yeah,
man.
I'm
God,
sorry. Sorry for reminiscing, man. But I don't get to do. I don't get to do this very often, so it's nice.
Right.
Yeah, we got our asses spanked in high school. Like,
yep. Licks, man.
Dude, when I tell people here that we got swatted, I have to like spend 5 minutes explaining why it wasn't traumatic.
Why it was accepted, right?
Well, yeah, because it's like we all knew Vice Principal Rutledge. Since we were, kids, right? Because we went to school with his kids. His mom was our teacher, you know, like, or his wife was our teacher. We just knew him, so.
Right.
When we go to his office.
Remember, like, when we were kids and he would, the dudes would always brag about how high he lifted him off the ground. When he, you know, it was total bullshit or whatever, but he'd be like, yeah, dude,
it was
I
like,
got, like, 6 inches off the ground. He hit me so hard.
Yeah, like, getting a lick was like being part of a club.
Right,
you know, it was like a cool thing.
It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah. And I have to tell them like, well, we knew him forever, so we didn't go into a stranger's office. Like he was, I don't know,
definitely.
Like a family friend who we've known for our whole lives. And
right,
it's just now it's
you're gonna see his kids in the hallway here in like 10 minutes anyway.
Yeah, and then you know he would just have us bend over on his table, like put our hands on his table and. Get a big fucking paddle and smack the shit out of us. But
good times.
And then I was like, but they didn't do it without, I mean, it gets nuts, man. Like talking about corporal punishment, because it's so different, and I can see why it's different in cities, but like when I bring it up, people think it's completely archaic, and it's like, no, people get hit in school today, like that's happening like at this moment probably, like,
right?
Yeah, so it's just
different. I can see where that would get pretty heated, especially in a large city like that, the argument.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you really don't know the person who's giving those licks, you know what I mean?
Right, it's a stranger hitting your kid.
Yeah.
You don't know why your kid's in there. It's not like a small town, you know what I mean, where we have...
Yeah.
Where, like, we know each other, everyone's kind of like... You're like in this big family.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we went to school... Literally, like, there wasn't a person that you went to school with that I didn't know, and vice versa. Like, that's how our town works. Everyone knows each other. And here, you know, you see these schools full of, like, 2,000 kids. And
yeah, in a class.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, it's nuts that, I don't know. It's just crazy to think that, like, it can function as a community.
I agree.
When there's so many people.
I don't even know how kids had friends like that, you know?
They don't, man. Like, they don't have big groups of friends. It's, like, tight.
Yeah. Yeah. See, we didn't grow up like that. At all. Yeah. No. So going to college was a totally different experience for me because, I've never been bad at making friends, but going out into the world like that, you really test your abilities and how to do that. And when I went to college, I knew one person who was my roommate that we went to school with.
Who was it?
Kyle Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Shout out.
Yeah. The one Democrat in right, West Texas.
But you know, I had to meet new people for almost the first time in my whole life. And it really started to help me become who I am, but speaking of small town and like what people think about out here is whenever I see these people in the oil field at work that, you know, are from out of state or from the Metroplex or South Texas, they always ask about Friday Night Lights. You know, is that a real thing here? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, yes. Have you never been to a high school football game? And they're like, yeah, but it's different here. Like, yeah, it's like second to Jesus.
You know? Yeah, I mean, like cops patrol parking. Like that's that's how big football is out there. Yeah. And these are like,
it's on, you know, you can go into the gas station and it's on the radio.
Yeah, but that's another crazy culture, man. Like, because I quit football. I don't know if you did or not. I can't remember.
I did.
I got so much shit when I quit football from the coaches, the team. Because I wasn't great, but I was a starter. And they were like, oh, you're going to quit. I was like, yeah, why? Because I want to sing. Like, I did acapella, but then I did the other, like, the Glee Club equivalent in Monahans, right? Like, the small little singing.
Theater and all that.
Yeah. I didn't do theater, but I did, like,
performance. Oh, did you not do theater?
Okay. Nah, man, I didn't like being on stage like that. Fuck that.
And now you have a podcast.
But I love singing though, and I just remember, and I think we had a guy come in one time and talk to us, and he gave us, it was in the field gym, that's what they call it, right? Field gym. Field house.
The field house.
Yeah. Damn, been a minute. And he was like giving us the stats, like this many millions of kids play football, this many million of them go to college to play football, and, like, this many of them go to play the NFL, and it's like, none of you are going to play in the NFL. That's basically what he told us.
And we're like, just, well, there's a motivator.
Yeah. He's like, maybe two of you will play in college, and none of you will go to the NFL. We're like, holy shit. But I think it's good, man. I think people need to get an education out there and not worry about football so much.
I've had that conversation with some of my own family members. It didn't go over real well.
What happened?
You don't ever diss football, you know?
No, you don't. Like what, though? Like, what did y'all talk about?
Oh, man, that was years ago. Like, you know, there's other things out there besides football. Like, golf. Or actually, shout out to Monahans High School. They just won the state golf tournament. Yeah, state tournament. So, in like 47 years.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Go Lobos.
That's impressive considering there's like not the best golf course in Monahans. It's good, but it's not like they can't go practice at like four different golf courses.
Exactly. You know? And, you know, with the influx of money and people, we've been able to build better facilities for our kids, especially on the golf team, better facilities for basically all sports here in town, which is great. But anyway, like back to the Friday Night Lights deal, I like to tell them how, I've been to that stadium so many times.
Oh,
no way. Like, oh, yeah, I've been on the field so many times, bro.
Dude, it's definitely a different culture, man. Like, when you talk about Friday Night Lights, when you tell them what high schoolers do, like, how hard you train, and it's like, they work out, you know, twice a day for 3 hours apiece in the heat, and they're tired, and they go home and rest and wake up and do it all over again, and people just don't believe, like, teenagers can do that.
Right, and still get straight A's.
Yeah, that's another thing. They're not stupid either. Some aren't. Some are. I mean, let's be real. We didn't have like a Notre Dame team where they're all like stellar athletes and high honors.
That's no joke. We played our hearts out though.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. Dude, we're just reminiscing, man. This is great.
Love it.
I haven't done this in so. It's a beautiful thing for me to do. I miss it. I need to go visit. I'm probably going to do that on my road trip. I'll probably make my first stop is going to be like back home, see the family for a little bit. Right. Spend some time with my dad, my sisters, see my like nieces, their nieces, like their kids. Like my nieces already have kids.
Like that's, really?
That's how old I'm getting. Yeah. Well, all my sisters are older, man. I have like four older sisters.
Right.
Yeah. So they're all older with, they've had kids since I was like a kid. So, you know, they've been popping babies out since I was like seven. So, but yeah, and then I'll probably, but I got to plan out my road trip, man. I'm pretty stoked. So we'll definitely tag team and see if you can give me some recommendations.
We'll give you some ideas or something.
It'll be good. Yeah. It'll be good, man. We got
to good for you. See my, it's already working. I'm are going to get you out now.
Yeah.
So get you out and about. That's what it's about, man.
Yeah, I got to get active, man. You know,
it's good for you.
It is so good for you. I got really unhealthy these last couple of years, just sitting at a desk and not working out, and you know, it's causing.
Oh man, I don't even work out at all. But
you're active.
I just like to, I go out and do stuff. You know?
Yeah,
it's not necessarily to be healthy. It's to stay healthy, mentally.
Yeah,
but not getting bored. You know.
Right.
So.
But you've always been hyper, though, man.
True story.
You've always had a lot of energy.
True story.
Like right now, you're
can't deny that.
You're pacing through your. How many laps do you think you've walked to your house already?
I don't know. I've probably done a mile through my home.
Dude, probably it's been an hour. You've probably done 2 miles, I bet, through your house. Like, you haven't stopped moving. So,
man. Always on the move. That's what everybody says too. You're always on the move, man.
Dude, you're always moving. It's good though. It's good for you. I definitely have been living that sedentary lifestyle, like not moving, not just sitting down all day at a desk and staring at a computer, man, and it kills you, like slowly kills you, so.
Right.
Getting active again, and hopefully that'll work out, but it's been a big pain in my ass to, like, do that, and I think that road trip will be good to go on hikes or just fucking walk around and see shit and. You know what I mean? Shake hands with
get
new
hot,
people.
Sweat.
Oh yeah.
See some people. Talk to some cool people.
Yeah. Yeah. I sweat so easy though. That's not like not a big deal. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much for me to sweat.
There was this deal that popped up on Facebook today. One of my memories, right?
Yeah.
And when at a previous company that I was at last year, I used to go to Pecos and sit at their museum. And do some work on my laptop. And you would be surprised how many people come up and down that interstate, right, and stop at this little bitty small town museum. And I got to meet some really neat people there that were just cruising through, you know. So when you go on your road trip, just kind of stop at some places and see who you can meet.
Oh, yeah.
Expand your mind a little bit.
I plan on it, man. I plan on just enjoying it. I haven't done a road trip, like, that's been a week or something ever. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if I have, it's like I moved and it sucked. Like, I haven't, like, enjoyed a road trip yet, so.
Oh, so, really? Like, no. Ever?
No, man. Oh, man. Dude, since I left, man, it's been, like, sprinting through just everything I do. Like, just one thing after another, so.
Right.
Finally get some downtime. Gonna enjoy it.
There you go. There you go.
It's good for you. I definitely am looking at you and other people who go out into nature and get their alone mm-hmm. time for some mental wellness. You know?
You would be surprised how it's like it melts away, like almost it drains the stress and just bad stuff, you know? It just like drains and floats off, and you never see it again, and it's great until the next, you know, problem comes up.
Yeah.
But that's why you can just keep going, just keep getting out, keep being active, and after a period of time, like with me, it became less of a stress relief and a getaway, and it's morphed into more of, that's my happy place anyway, so I'm going to go there.
That's really cool, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Dude, that's amazing. I hope you get more people to go with you. It sounds like you're excited about that, to like get people to join sometimes.
I hope so. I hope y'all are listening out there.
Yeah, hit them up, man. On that note, though, we gotta bring this thing to a close, because I can't...
All right.
That there, but what do you want to leave the people with?
So, if you do one thing, get out and see something, get out and experience something new that you've never done, because it's going to change you. It's going to bring out something in you that you're really going to love, that you will almost build upon without even knowing it, and it's going to make you better because of it.
That's awesome. Yeah, even if you live in Dallas, we got plenty of places just outside of the city.
Oh, definitely.
About an hour out to take a drive, park your car, and go for a walk.
Take your dog out, you know.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, man, we got to wrap this up. Where can people find you?
So I'm at Adventures of Wild Cody on Instagram. Mm-hmm. There's a link to my Facebook page on there as well.
Cool, yeah, and I'll have all the information posted. But people, that is it. We're out.